Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Speaking of interesting, we saw these articles. I got the notification from WhatsApp as well that I could choose a username, and which I did. I just made it the same as my Instagram name because I didn't really give it too much thought. But then I started wondering, well, does that mean I'm going to start getting messages from people who are hiding behind, you know, clever bloke 123? And I didn't think that, you know, used ironically because they're not so clever, but and now I'm meant to interact with them on WhatsApp. I've always considered WhatsApp kind of personal, but is this all changing? Well, we needed to turn to the experts. One of our favorite experts is Arthur Goldstuck. He's an award-winning writer, analyst, and a technology commentator. Arthur, I hope you are well.
All good, thank you. Thank you for chatting with me again.
So this move by WhatsApp, firstly, can you just explain to me what this is? What are they doing?
Effectively, instead of having to share your cell phone number with people when you want to contact them via WhatsApp, you can give them your username. At least that's how it will work once it rolls out. As you indicated, they've invited you to take advantage of it, but at this stage, you can only reserve your username, but that'll roll out quite quickly. Before long, we'll forget that we even had this debate because it'll be so commonplace that you'll just use a username to communicate with people. Of course, that comes with various advantages, but also there's a lot of downsides to it as well.
So what are the downsides?
Okay, the first one is the equivalent of domain name squatting, where people register a domain name that shouldn't actually belong to them,
right?
Because they want to take advantage of the value of that domain name, or they want to con people. So you'll find that popular names are going to be snapped up quite quickly, just as we saw previously.
So suddenly there's going to be a lot of Elon Musks who are on WhatsApp and trying to contact you for an investment.
Yeah, or you'll have Cyril Lee Ramaphosa, for example,
right,
and the likes. And business as well. Businesses are going to find themselves fighting name squatters. WhatsApp squatters, I suppose you could call them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what term will emerge.
That'll
but I suspect it'll be something like handle squatters.
Right.
Or WhatsApp squatters. And well-known people especially will find their preferred username already taken. So WhatsApp really has to be ready, or Meta has to be ready, to deal with that fallout and very quickly address complaints of that kind. And then scammers are going to register usernames that... The example I gave was Cyril Lee Ramaphosa, that closely resemble well-known people. So your name with an E on the end, or my name with an R stuck in the middle. And a lot of people think that's how my name is spelt. So they're not going to be instantly aware that it's a fake name. And the other issue is that you're going to have another identity to manage, because you'll now have a phone number, a profile name, and a username. So it becomes complicated when you're searching for someone or confirming your own identity for that matter. And then, although your name is staying private, anyone who knows your username can now message you unless you have privacy settings that limit this. So, yeah, there are many downsides. The positives, I think we must mention as well, is you don't have to give your phone number to anyone you want to chat with. And this is especially useful if you're buying or selling online, or if you're joining communities or networking at events. You're not giving one of your most strategic private details away, i.e. your phone number. It's just a username that they could find anyway online. So that's going to be useful, especially for not being targeted with spam because of companies having your phone number on their databases, for example. So they can't build databases of active numbers if they only have usernames. And it's also easier just to tell someone, message me on WhatsApp at whatever your name is, and they don't have to remember, write down or remember a number.
Interesting.
It's a lot easier to remember a username. So I've reserved my the handle that I use for, as you have, for Instagram, Twitter or X, TikTok. All of those I use the same handle. So now that'll become my handle on WhatsApp as well.
Does it maybe push WhatsApp to become less of a personal communication tool, which I think it has been largely, to be more of a social media type of communication, like we see, let's say, on Facebook Messenger or Instagram messaging, etc.?
That's a very good point, because that is the feeling one gets from this move. So while it's more about privacy, we can expect it to become more of a social network, because it blurs the distinction between building a community around people you already know to one that you choose to follow, or people follow you. For example, so because people can search on your username, that makes discovery a lot easier for them. The upside of that is that it becomes easier to build a personal brand, especially for example, authors or speakers or creators. They can promote their WhatsApp username along with their social media profiles. And businesses also get a new customer channel. So instead of telling people to WhatsApp this number, they can tell them to message the business name, which is a lot easier. It's also easier to remember. And then creators in particular, who are quite challenged at the moment, are able to build direct communities with their followers or the community.
Yes, because WhatsApp actually hasn't really worked well with that, as far as I can tell. So
yes, agreed. You actually become a business on WhatsApp, and now you don't have to become a business. Yes.
One of our listeners, carry on.
No, carry on.
One of our listeners is asking, can one still make calls then with a username if you don't have the phone number? Can you still make a WhatsApp call?
Yes, definitely. But the recipient can set their privacy settings not to receive calls via the username. At least that's how it should work.
Right.
We don't quite know yet, because we don't have them available yet in this country, but we should imminently be able to start testing and experimenting. And I suspect very quickly there'll be various iterations of this option as Meta learns what does and doesn't work.
So overall, do you think that this is a good move for WhatsApp?
I personally don't particularly like it. I think it just...
Because I have that same feeling that you've just like that I don't particularly like it, but I can't put my finger on why.
It's just that it makes your identity management more complicated. Now you've got to worry about one more identity that, as I said earlier, has got three elements to it now. It's now your phone number, your username, and your actual identity. You didn't have to worry about that before. And you also now have to balance your personal privacy and your personal community of contacts with your more public community of contacts. It just adds complexity to our communication lives, and that's what I don't like about it. I think we'll find a lot of things that we will like, and over time we'll forget that we had these concerns.
Yeah.
But on balance, I would have preferred not to have seen this innovation, let's call it.
Happening. So interesting. Let us have your thoughts. 0618951019. Do you like it or don't you? That's what we want to know from you. Arthur Goldstock, thank you as always. Absolutely great to chat to you. And thanks for that perspective.